Here we are, latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start on the news with Paul Pogba. He says he'll stay positive and come back stronger from the right thigh injury he sustained in training with France on Monday. The number six limped out of a session with his national team soon after joining up with the squad ahead of the games against Kazakhstan and Finland. He'll now miss both of those final Group D fixtures. It was confirmed Tuesday that Pogba has since been released from national duty and is back with Manchester United trying to improve his treatment. So as you can see, I got all injured and hopefully it's not too bad. I'm going to do probably another scan those days to see how bad it is. We're here, we're going to come back stronger, and you already know that. Pogba is eligible to play in the remaining two November fixtures, but his full return appears to be put on hold for now. That is after, of course, he was banned for three matches. His last game was already going to be banned after that game against Liverpool. He was therefore already unavailable for the trip to Watford, but the extra week could give him the attention he needs to get back to full fitness. That's, of course, should the injury not be too severe. Elsewhere, Edinson Cavani revealed more details about the injury that kept him out of the Manchester derby and forced him out of Uruguay's plans for the international break. He has got a problem that he's trying to recover, and he's confirmed it's a tendon issue. He said via a local newspaper, El Observador, the issue was like this before. I had discomfort in the tendon, made me spend a couple of weeks out until I began to gain some minutes on the pitch. I planned to go back to the national team, always with a bit of pain, but the hope was it would disappear. But after Tottenham, it started to come back, he said. That's all into news on the injury front. Now with transfers, and Sevilla are fearful that Manchester United are ready to trigger the release clause of Jules Koundé's contract. £69 million it currently stands at. Reports suggest that United are looking to try and improve their defence, believe Koundé is a long-term investment that could work out for them. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.